Remember I first made your acquaintance. It was a sticky summer night.
I'm at Raw Sugar Cafe. It's an opportunity to interview Mike Fierstack, a.k.a. Snowhouse. It's great to meet you.
It's good to meet you. Thanks.
Can you give a bit of details about yourself?
Well, I'm a singer and a guitar player and I write songs. I live in Montreal and sometimes I play solo, sometimes I play with the band, sometimes I play with just a couple of other people. Tonight is a really great version of the Snowhouse Band. It's a five-piece band.
Many more have done it before you, and many more will never calm down. Spend half your life.
So you're originally from Montreal?
No, I moved around a lot as a kid, and I grew up in Moncton, New Brunswick, and then I spent many years here in Ottawa as well. And then I moved to Montreal about 9 years ago.
So how long have you been as a musician?
Just since I was a teenager, really. Just always made music. Tried to, anyway.
So would you consider your music career as a form of being a journeyman?
Yeah, I guess so, in the sense of being a traveling craftsperson. Sure, yeah. I guess that makes sense, yeah. You have to travel to reach new audiences, and it's something you're always developing and working on and getting better at. So, yeah, it's a good...
So how many albums or EPs have you made?
There are 5 albums and 1 EP, and then there's a new Snowhouse record that's recorded, but it's not out yet.
Believers just take flight. Sit smoking around their campfires, singing Dylan songs all night.
On tours, do you like performing alone or with a band?
I like both. Sometimes performing and traveling alone can be a little bit lonesome, but it's musically got a different set of benefits. And then playing with a band is always fun. Certain energies that you just can't get when you play solo, and different combinations of people bring out different parts of the songs, and that's exciting too.
What makes your music stand out?
I don't really know. I think that's for listeners to decide. Maybe it doesn't, but I don't know. I just try to make the songs as good as I can, and I think quality in any medium stands out. So if I'm doing it right, then that's what it is.
So what kind of themes do you deal in your songs?
Oh, all of them. Any theme you care to mention is
love,
is covered.
Love songs.
Sure, yeah. Love, death, life, God,
goofing off.
Doubt, self, goofing off. Lots of jokes. You know, eating, drinking, sleeping.
Yeah, fun stuff, traveling too.
Exactly, yeah. Of course, songs about traveling. And yeah, everything is covered. There's no, songwriting is just a version of expression, and whatever you want to express can find its way into a song.
Like a form of poetry?
Sure, yeah, exactly. Yeah, same thing.
They won't believe you when you cry. Must be something in their broken hearts. They'll only hear you when you lie.
So who are your touring members right now?
Well, on the drums we have Mike Bellier, Nick Cobham on the guitar, Kyle Kunjak on the bass, and on special guest on keyboards we have Dennis Goodwin.
So which bands are they from?
They're all from Snowhouse. And then, they all play with a lot of different people, but Kyle and Nick play in something called Share. And Kyle plays with a singer named David Miles as well, and another singer named Petunia. And Nick plays with some of those same people. They have there's a whole bunch of bands. Dennis is from Grand Theft Bus. He also plays with Share sometimes. Kyle and Nick write songs in a band called Olympic Symphonium. The drummer, Mike, plays a bunch of people. Jen Grant and Ruby Jean and who else? A Tongan Death Grip is his punk band that he plays in. And Snowhouse.
That's impressive.
It's long, anyway.
Keep it simple, you can dress it up. You can whisper.
I'm not sure if you're embarrassed by this, but what was it like to sing the Jim and the Holograms theme song?
What was that like? Yeah. You know, it was just kind of yet another experience for the memories. Yeah. We were challenged to do that for a concert, and
so
we learned it, and it was fun. It was funny.
You grew up watching 80s cartoons?
Did I?
Yeah.
Not really, because I was already, you know... Well, no, I guess I was still a kid, but I was a little older, so... would have been late 70s, early 80s stuff. But Jem was a little late for me. I was already in high school or whatever, so.
So I forgot, you have a connection to Ottawa?
Oh yeah, for sure. I lived here I guess when I was about 16, right up until my mid-20s, late 20s.
Yeah. What do you miss about Ottawa?
I had a lot of good friends here, a lot of good musical connections. Raw Sugar wasn't here yet when I lived here, but I miss it, even though it wasn't here when I was. And lots of good music and good people. And I like the museums here and the galleries. Yeah.
Cascading rain, it echoes and murmurs and brings me.
So which Ottawa musician to collaborate with?
Dave Draves has played on a lot of Snail House records and recorded them. Jeremy Guerra, who lives in Montreal now, but he and I collaborated a lot. He mixed my new record and recorded the last one. Samir Khan from Tusks, who lives in Toronto now, but we were all roommates here and did a lot of music together. The band Kepler was what they were involved in. And lots of people. The Wooden Stars was a band that I was in, and we were based here for the whole time, pretty much. So,
how about Rolf?
Yeah, Rolf. We've done a bunch of stuff together. I've joined the Acorn for some things here and there, playing lap steel and stuff like that. I didn't join the band, but I joined them on stage for shows here and there. And then some of those guys backed me up, backed the Snail House band up for a tour before as well.
It's probably one of my funny questions. What was your favorite food in Ottawa?
My favorite food?
Yeah.
I love the So Good. And there's a lot of good restaurants right here in Chinatown. Yeah. And Silanta is a good restaurant.
How about shawarmas?
Yeah, we can get those in Montreal too. They're much the same.
Yeah. So I interview bands, you keep saying shawarmas.
Right. Yeah. No, not so much.
It's all there in everything you are, the ennui, the electric guitar.
So what was your favorite venue that you played?
In anywhere?
Yeah.
There are so many great venues for so many different types of events. You know, like every time you play in a space, it changes the music a little bit. And so... if you're open to that, you can enjoy a lot of different spaces. But I love playing places like this because it's small and it creates this intimacy. And then there are other times when you're playing, you know, theaters with, you know, big velvet curtains and stuff like that. And that's really fun for in a different way. And then you play nightclubs, which is never the best. But it's, you know, some of them are better than others.
What was your favorite in Ottawa?
Favorite nightclub?
That you played in?
Favorite place to play?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I played outside the National Gallery once. That was fun.
I remember it was one of the church. But what year was it?
Oh yeah, a couple years ago. I played at the church. It's escaping me right now. St. Bridget's.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was amazing.
My mind's escaping too.
Yeah. That was really fun. I like that venue.
And how about the house concert?
At Rolf's house. Yeah. That was amazing. I loved that.
I missed part of it because I had to take the bus home.
Oh no. Oh well, it was really fun. Yeah.
Good time.
What was your favorite tour in Canada?
I've toured Canada many times, and it's always hard. There's a lot of driving, so it's harder than touring other places, but I don't know, the first time I did it was amazing. That was with Julie Duran, and we had a really good time, and it was just exciting to drive across the country, so even that alone was fun. Playing shows was just kind of a bonus.
It's cool. Are you hooked on social media sites?
Hooked, no, but yes, I'm there. You can find me there for sure.
So it's snailhouse.ca?
No, it's snailhousemusic.com.
Okay, yeah. I keep forgetting.
Yeah, that's all right.
Oh, I need to inform the listeners too.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, there's lots of stuff on there and special, you know, treats. There's music and videos. Lead you to other sites where you can find me there too. Or to buy the music if you if people want.
And lastly, do you have any funny stories during your travels?
Oh, probably too many to count, but funny stories during my travels. I can't think of anything offhand. It's too hard. I've traveled a lot and I'm tired right now.
No pranks or anything broken
down?
Oh, yeah,
I remember having a big cheese fight in Portland, Oregon once between two cars, where we had a lot of cheese that had been left in the car and wasn't good to eat anymore, so we had some fun with another band where we were throwing cheese at each other and from car to car and smearing it on the windshields and things like that.
Oh, man.
That was funny.
Yeah.
I laughed. They laughed. Yeah. Everyone laughed. It was healthy.
So it was great to chat with you, and hope to enjoy your performance.
Well, thanks. I hope you enjoy it too.
Yeah.
Okay.